Rebecca Woodsford, I'm the Senior Investigating Officer into this investigation. I'm just going to say a very short few words before I pass you over to Eliane's father, Michael. So today, Hassan Sentamu has been convicted of murder and unlawful possession of a knife. The evidence in this case included extensive CCTV footage, forensics and witness testimonies. This overwhelming evidence meant that from an early stage, Hassan Sentamu admitted killing Eliane. His claim is that he acted through diminished responsibility, and that was never accepted by the prosecution team. And today the jury agreed and they found him guilty of Eliane's murder. We worked together as a team, and during our investigation, we've had the opportunity from Michael and Dorcas and Eliane's family to learn what a bright, funny and happy person Eliane was. On the morning of the 27th of September 2023, Hassan arranged to meet his ex-girlfriend to exchange belongings. This included a teddy bear and love letters. We heard that Eliane was aggrieved on behalf of her friend and she simply wanted to get to school on time. Outside a very busy Whitgift Centre in rush hour, she took back that bag from Hassan. She was laughing as she took the bag. It was a gesture of solidarity with her friend that shockingly cost Eliane her life, who was just 15 years old. Sentamu's decision to bring a kitchen knife to that meeting meant the consequence of his violent outburst were utterly devastating. We have heard about an incident the day before which caused him to seethe, to say that he could not let this lie. The jury were also told this was an act of white hot anger. But throughout this trial, we've heard about many acts of bravery, which is what I want to concentrate on. And I want to highlight those. Her hand, and he said he wouldn't leave her and that she would be okay. We heard from the police officers in Croydon who fought to save Eliane. They performed CPR until they were exhausted. And we've heard from the arresting officer who rushed to arrest Hassan alone, not knowing that he'd discarded and hidden that knife, in order to try and protect the public from a dangerous male. Of course, we've heard about the bravery of Eliane, who stood up for her friend and was doing what was right. And finally, Eliane's family, who've shown true resilience and bravery throughout this criminal justice process. And I hope that today's verdict starts the journey of a healing process for them, as well as Eliane's friends and the wider community of Croydon. And I'm now going to pass you to Michael, who's supported by our family liaison officers.
On September 27, 2023, our world was shattered and our hearts were broken by the senseless and violent loss of our beloved daughter, Eliane Anda. At just 15 years old, she had her whole life ahead of her, filled with hopes and dreams for the future, all cruelly taken away from her and from us. Her death has left a void in our lives that can never be filled. This trial has been our fight for justice, forcing us to confront the devastating details of Eliane's final moment, details that will remain with us forever. While today's verdict acknowledges the full extent of his actions, it cannot bring Eliane back to us. The verdict today is the first step towards justice for Eliane, but also a message that violence and knife crime, especially towards young women, will not go unanswered. Today, we choose not to dwell on the pain of the trial, but instead to honor Eliane's memory. Eliane was a bright, kind, and loving soul who embraced life, her faith, and her belief in standing up for what was right. We think about her every moment of every day, cherishing her love and the joy she brought to everyone around her. We are deeply grateful to our family, friends, church, local community, our legal team, and the countless well wishers who have supported us with their prayers, love, and encouragement. Your kindness has been a source of strength during this unimaginable journey. As we begin the long process of healing, we reflect on this verdict not as an end, but as a step towards change. We will continue to fight against the violence that took Eliane from us, sharing her story and working toward a world where no family has to endure such heartbreak. Thank you for standing with us in love and solidarity. We ask for privacy as we grieve and strive to find peace. Eliane's life mattered, and her legacy will live on in our hearts forever. Thank you.